From Church Leaders, How to Find Strength and Success, by Elder Jeffrey R. Holland of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Some of you know what you want to be and where you want to go with your lives, and some of you don't. Some of you seem to have so many blessings and so many wonderful choices ahead of you. Others of you feel, for a time and for whatever reason, less fortunate and with fewer attractive paths lying immediately ahead. But whoever you are and wherever you find yourself as you seek your way in life, I offer you the way, the truth, and the life. John chapter 14, verse 6. Wherever else you think you may be going, I ask you to come unto Him. See Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30, as the imperative first step in getting there, in finding your individual happiness and strength and success. When Andrew and Philip first heard Christ speak, they were so moved, so spellbound, that they followed Him as He left the crowd. Sensing that He was being pursued, Christ turned and asked the two men, "What seek ye?" John chapter 1, verse 38. Other translations render that simply, "What do you want?" They answered, "Where dwellest thou?" or, "Where do you live?" And Christ said, "Come and see." Just a short time later, He formally called Peter and the others of the new apostles with the same spirit of invitation. "Come, follow me." See Matthew chapter 4, verse 19. It seems to me that the essence of our lives is distilled down to these two brief elements in these opening scenes of the Savior's mortal ministry. One element is the question, to every one of us, "What seek ye? What do you want?" The second is His answer as how to get that. Whoever we are, and whatever our problems, His response is always the same, forever. "Come unto me. Come see what I do and how I spend my time. Learn of me. Follow me. And in the process, I will give you answers to your prayers and rest to your souls." My beloved young friends, I know of no other way for you to succeed or to be happy or to be safe. I know of no other way for you to be able to carry your burdens or find what Jacob called that happiness which is prepared for the saints. 2 Nephi chapter 9, verse 43. That is why we make solemn covenants based on Christ's atoning sacrifice. And that is why we take upon us His name. Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. This is His true and living church. He wishes us to come unto Him, to follow Him, to be comforted by Him. Then He wishes us to give comfort to others. May we have enough faith to accept the goodness of God and the mercy of His only begotten Son. May we come unto Him and His gospel and be healed. From a Brigham Young University fireside given on March 2, 1997.
How have you applied this? Cecilia E. from the Philippines said, "Jesus Christ wants us to follow Him. We need to help others and not forget that He will never, ever forget us." Allison L. from Arizona, USA said, "To come unto the Savior, we must live up, as best as we can, to His example, and let Him be unceasingly with us every moment of the day." Note, share your thoughts at lds.org/go/strength, NE10.
End of the section from Church Leaders, How to Find Strength and Success, by Elder Jeffrey R. Holland of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Read by Dwayne Case.